Do we say to go Bosa Rove of the Hind? And since Rove of the Hind is outside for Naftali, so we consider now as if the whole Hind is outside in the middle of the Biyat to here. Adoma maybe no. Bosa Behemoth Shadidulay. You go after the Behemoth itself, that Mamaisa. Since half of the Behemoth is still inside, this Mir goes after half of the Behemoth that's inside, and we do not consider that the Biyat for Yaytay. There's a shiloh without touch in such a case, whether there'll be a tsuyeitse or not. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding that kufhei yom and aleph on top. Again, last shiloh about yitziyom, about Rashi says, talking about if you carry out the forum hanesrofen, that lochri the mishnah says the kind of become tamei, the ones that are oisik in it, when it leaves the chayma, when it leaves the chayma chazor, they become tamei. So the question is, what's called leaving if you have Roy's Aver, the go boss of the meat Aver or not? So let's try to work, take a topic of order again. Boss of Roy's Aver, Shadin and Lay, were not for Glay. So we say now the meat Aver is still left inside, goes boss of the right of the Aver, the south side. The man was called like Roy's of the boss that went out, so the kind of will become Tommy. Or the man may be boss of the Aver, Shadin and Lay, go boss of the Aver itself, and since Macht is still inside, we do not sit like it was Yitzhiya, we do not sit like the Behemoth went outside, therefore the Kohanim will not become Tommy yet. So take it, this remains a topic. Now the Gemara says that Rabbi Bar Avuna, Master Rabbi Gavri, he learned the same Shalom we just had, but about the Kohanim, about the people themselves, about the Kohanim, and like this. The Gavri bin Nisaskin boy, about Nerd bin Nisaskin boy, Hamisha bin Ayodim. We're talking about there are five people now working in carrying out the bustos of this Parman Esrofin. The Nazku Tlosa, three of them left the Azor already. Uposh Lutray and two are still left and two did not leave yet. Tlosa Locha Mai, Bosa Roiz Mesaskin Azinan. Do we say since most of them left already the Azor, so since those three are Tomei, who are then the other two that are still inside also become Tomei? I boss the Behemoth has been it. Maybe now we go boss of the Behemoth. Since the way of the Behemoth did not go out yet, this was not fitted like the last two are outside. They will not become Tomei. Teiko, this is a Shaila. So when the Gemara says boss the Behemoth has been in, by Tosti says, it doesn't mean that the Behemoth is inside. So if it's called Peter, there's no Tumor. But I mean to say, maybe that the din we go boss the Rose is only by the Behemoth, when Rove of the Behemoth is outside. But maybe when Rover the people are outside, we do not say the other two people inside will also become Tommy. That's a take all. When Rover the people are outside, and also Rover the Behemoth is outside. What do we say about the last two people that are still left inside? Do they become Tommy also or not? That's a take all. One of the most says, boy, you have laws. The laws have to sound like this. What's going to be by Torim or Sirim Hanisrofim? So Yotzel. Talk out the power and the Sawyer are supposed to burn. The Yotzu, the Taka left the Azara, but the Chosu, they brought it back in again. So, Ma, what's the Locha? Last year, the Havnim was now, Linyan Tumas to God and Shalemu Shetiyam to the Berlin. That these people that are Isaac and taking it outside, but now that they brought it back inside again, what's the Locha? Are they Tommy or not? What's the Silo? Me, I mean, do I say, Kim, the Nazkalu, Itmulu, since the Mesa, they carried the Bosa outside the Azara. Therefore, they become Tamei. I don't know, maybe no. Keep on the harder, harder. Since the mice have brought them back in again, maybe they've not become Tamei. And Rashi says, have him who? Kimishala Yotsu. Maybe it's considered that they did not go out at all. That's the silence. The Lord says, Omer, Baba Bamamo, Toshima, come in here. It says, how you save the noise of the Mutai. If a few people were working, carrying outside the Bosso, our farm and the farm, they're carrying on staff. So the Mishnah says, Hori Shainim Yotzu Chutz Lachaymas Azorah. If the first two left already the walls of the Azorah, they left the Azorah, they left the Beit Hamikdash, the Achrayim, but the ones in the back, they're back to holding the staff, holding the sticks. Lo Yotzu, they did not leave yet. They said, clearly, Hori Shainim, Si Yotzu Chutz Lachaymas Azorah Metamin, the Godim. That the first two that already left the Azorah, they thought they become Tomei. Get Tom with the begotten. But the ones in the back, Ein mitanen begodim makiyetu. They do not become tamei until they actually leave the azara. Now the question is, the yeast, talk about it, you tell me, I think, even the naskalu, it's new, wants to leave the azara. They become tamei, even though they come back again. Hanach yiku gavoi letamei. The ones that are inside, they should also become tamei. That's he says, why? So you feel Indian Timas to God in the foreign fever. That's what it says, they become tamei. It says about the power. Yotia mechusa machna v'sofu. Or minei yashin l'kamon, so yashin lay meloch. As he said, even if you have a power chusa machna achas, as soon as they took the power outside the Azorim, the time of the Godin. That's what people are not so gathering, even though the people do not leave yet. But who the main thing is, that the boss of the poem and the sofim, they left the base of Nikis already. If so, how come the ones back are not tamei? Hello, Lazar says it must be, Mishim diyomei hodo hodo. But listen, on the time they bring the bosser back again, they will not become tamei. And so for sure, these people that are inside, they never left yet, that's why they're so tall. So who you see, if you leave and come back, you're not tamei. Mor says no. Oh, Ravina, Ravina says it is, bro. Is this a good reasoning? For being there, the Acha Yovel Amachin of Aleko, you have to have it, that later they'll go into the Machna, and that you don't have. Like Rashi explains, the Pasuk says, the Acha Yovel Amachna, like the Kohen that left the Azara, he's coming, he has to go to the Mikvah, and then first he'll come back into the Machna. So Machna we're talking about now with the Kohen, or the person that's working, left the Machna. You can't tell me we're only talking about the power itself, just the boss itself. Avada was talking about the person also. The boss says, Yacha Yavoi. Rashi says, if you don't say that, you don't read Karina Bayechabes Pagodov. So Avada was talking about the Pasuk, but the person left the Azara. Therefore, we have no proof to say, as long as the boss are left, the person should also become Tamei. From here, there's no proof. Therefore, the people that are still left in the Azara, Pshita, they're not Tamei until they also leave. The Mor says, El Rabba, Rebeloza Hochi Boyilo. This is his shayla. To go in the Nokit lay. But the shayla is like this. The Mor says, again, El Rebeloza Hochi Boyilo, to go in the Nikita law, did the Kulsi, where the whole thing is with sticks. Right. So as he says, the case saw, like first they took the bustle outside, then they brought it back inside. And now there are people standing outside Yavaro, and the whole thing is with sticks, and about to drag it out. That's the question. The people that are Isaac in it now, do they become Tommy right now? Since the boss was once outside, even though it was brought back inside, it is still considered Obi Matama, the people that are working with it. Or maybe no, since right now the boss is inside, the people have not become Tommy. So the kids said, that was a blessed silo. When they brought the boss back, there's still Matama, the people working with it, or not. Tanara Barabras is like this. Porim, Uporo, the Soyu HaMeshaleach. So his Purim means the Purim HaNishrofim, Uporim means the Purim Aduma, or else the Soyu HaMeshaleach, the one that sends away in Yom Kippur, Halachris HaMeshaleach, the one that sends the Soyu HaMeshaleach, HaSofon, the one that burns the Purim Aduma, VaMotiyan, or the ones that carry out the Purim HaNishrofim. Halachra, in these three cases, Mitame Begodim, that they become Tomei. The ones that are Isaac with them, they become Tommy, even the clothing become Tommy. But the Hein Atzmon, Hein Metamon Begodim. But the poem themselves, or the poem itself, if you're not working with it, you just touch it, it itself is not Tommy. It itself is not Metamon, the person that just touches it. Avo Metamon Eichlun Amaskin, but it only has a tumor of Eichlun Amaskin, that's all, Divrei Meir. It has a tumor like Tumas Eichlun Amaskin. In other words, it's like a Rishon Latumah, that's Metama Eichlun Umashkin, Muslim seem why. These are Rabbi Meir, these are words of Rabbi Meir. The Chom and the Chom say, Poro uporin, Metama Eichlun Umashkin, Enoch Nami. The Poro and the Poem, they're dead already, so whoever touches them, it's Metama Eichlun Umashkin. But Soya Mestaleach, which is still alive, he holds Eina Metama, it's not Metama, it's Shilchai, when it's alive. When it's alive, it has no tumor, it's not even a tumor, it's not a maskin. Someone says, what's the machlekes? So this lemon of Rav Meir, we understand Rav Meir's shita. But he says, yes, even when the animal in the fur is alive, still, whoever touches it has a tum of Ezra. I'm asking, how do we know this? Kidatona de Rabbi Shmuel. Like we learn in the Brice of Rabbi Shmuel. The Tona de Rabbi Shmuel, not in the Brice of Rabbi Shmuel. The Apostle says, Kol Zera Zerua, that by Zeroyim, by seeds, that's how loch it doesn't become tome until the Tehechel, until water comes upon it first. So that's like this. Ma Zeroyim, just like seeds, Shein Soifon, Letama Tome Chamuro, it would not end up having a Tome Chamuro. Still the loch is Utrich and Hechel, that before the Zeroyim themselves become tome, there has to be a Hechel, but the Apostle says, water has to go over the food first. So I'll call any type of a Tome Shein Soifon, Letama Tome Chamuro, where eventually there's not going to be a tumah chamur upon it. Tzrich a hechsher. Then ta'akit needs a hechsher. Like kol eichlin needs a hechsher. But yotisah nevela sois tol. There goes out of this the nevela of an ois tol. She's sois latama tumah chamur. It itself is going to have a tumah chamur on it. And when it dies, the maitre, somebody eats it, so it's going to tam his goof. It's going to be a tumah chamur. Therefore, we ain't tzrich a hechsher. Therefore, right now, it does not need a hechsher to be mekabel tumas echlin amaskin. Even though it's alive, it could also have a tumas echlin amaskin. The same thing would apply by his poem on a sofim, Osirim, that since Saifam have a tumas chamura, whoever will be Isaac with them will become tumay. Therefore, right now, when they're alive, they do not need a hechsher, and therefore, they have a din tumas echlin amaskin on them right now. But the Gemara is, Elo the Rabbonim, but according to the Rabbonim, let's see. He is Lehu the Ton of the Rabbi Shmuel. If they help the Ton of the Rabbi Shmuel Halacha, he's still asked to be Mishaleach. Like, what if you only agree the first two, the Purim, and the Purim, not the Sarah Mishaleach? If you also miss Rosho, even the Sarah Mishaleach also. Since the Maise said, for the Tama, Tuma Chamura, right now it have a Tuma Echon Amaskin on it. And Elamai, he left Lehu, but does not help from this Rosho. So, Sarah Sibu Purim, Purim in Olam. How does he not prepare the Purim Dumo? Or the poem on the cross, and right now the Asuma, right now the Tomei, right now the Tor. The Pasuk only says really that whoever's Isaac in it, they become Tomei, but they themselves are Tor right now. How do you know to say that the poor and the Purim have a Tum of Eichlin? Just to say you're not. Gemara says, Ateri Kiyosi, Ravdimi, when Ravdimi came, Omri said like this, Ami Blavov, the same as Israel, Trichin Hechter, Tumo, Mimokamachar. The need to ask the tumor in Mokamachar. So Rashi says like this, that as he spell, they explain what Tonon de Rabbi Shmuel means. Not to say that the tumor is chal automatically right now. It just means to say something that's not going to have Sefer Tumor Chamura, they need a Hechsha Tumor in Mokamachar, means they need a Hechsha Mayim before it becomes something. My thinking something that Sefer Tumor Chamura, like these things true, is they insult Liga of the tumor. They don't have to touch into Tumah, and the Metama Tumah Feichlin by itself, but our Kol Ponim, they have to be fit to become Tumah. In other words, they have to be Mason, Mashenkin Abal Chai, that's not fit to become Tumah, and it's not fit to become Tumah, there's not Tumah now either. That's the start in the Rabbonim. Then a Chanami, it does not need a Hechzer, it has a Din Tumah automatically, but that's only after it's Mace, that it's fit Lukabal Tumah. Mashenkin, when it's Abal Chai, if not anything else is not even fit to become Tomei, who I didn't, the Sarah Mishaleach he holds, will not become Tomei, even according to Tana Devei, Reb Yishmael. Now the Gemara says, Boy, you Reb Lezer, Reb Lezer, it's a sound like this. Porim, Ushirim, Anisrofim, Ma'u Shitamu, Eichlun, Amaskin, Bifnim, Shibachut. Are they Metame inside, like outside? In other words, this Porim, Anisrofim, when they come outside, then they're fit to metama the yodom that's being Isaac in it. Maybe then it has like a tumas echlin amaskin. When it touches echlin amaskin, they become tummy because of this. But maybe when the porim are still inside the azoro, that even somebody working with it does not become tummy, so maybe then it's not metama echlin amaskin. That's a again, boy Reb Loza. Porim ulsirim anis rofim. Maus yitam echlin amaskin is nim tibachut. When the boss is still inside, like would be outside. Mechusa Yitzhiya to Mechusa Maisa Domi. The Maisa, this boss is still inside, it's not taken outside yet. So forth, does not have the Tumah Chamura. So it's like it's a Mechusa Maisa, something is missing Tanachanami, it would not be Metamo Echon Maskanizo. Oiloi, maybe not Lamaisa, it's not called the Mechusa Maisa Dami. So just like outside, they have a tomb of Echon Maskin right now also. Tanachanami, that's the Xerathakos, that's the Metaskin boy for us to come to me when they take it outside. But maybe as far as the Yukhus, Tumas Maskin Vyachlum goes, that'll have a tomb right away. Since this piece of meat is soy, the Tama Tumma Chamura, maybe right now in the Azorah, also has this Tumma Kala of Tumma Echon Maskin. That was Yisraelo. The Mora says, Bosa de Boyef, or Yes Yisraelo, or the Poshto, then he answers himself, that Mechusa Yitzhiya, to Mechusa Maisa Dami, yes, La Maisa, it's missing in action, that it was not taken outside, yet still inside. Inside, it's not Metama Tumma Chamura, whoever's Isaac in here in the Azorah does not become Tamei, Senechanami, it does not have a tomb of Echon Maskin either. It only first gets a tomb of Echon Maskin when it leaves the Azorah. Now the Gemara says, Boy Yiminei Rebabo Bashmuel Rebichia Barabo. That Rebabo Bashmuel is the Shiloh from Rebichia Barabo. That Nevelas Oistor. A nice tor when a dog is Nevelah, the locker is, if you touch it, you're not Tamei. Only if you swallow it. When you swallow it, it's metama the goof, habes habliya. Rabbi Meir Mahu, shiatama the kezayas. According to Meir Sito, would it become tamei with the kezayas or not? In other words, usually a kezayas of meat does not have a tumas eichlin. It cannot be metama eichlin. You have to have the size of the kebeya. But here the shalu is according to Rabbi Meir Sito. So he learned shanta under Rabbi Shimon before. That anything that's faithful, the tamei to mechamura. Right now has a tomb of Eichon Maskin on it, so this Kizayas min Eich Nevela. If the person will eat it later, when you eat a Kizayas of it, it's Metam of the Guf Abe Sabliya. So Kizayas of an Eich, of an Eilas Eich Tor, has a Eich of Tumach Hamura. Maybe the Shalom is right now, and lost by the tomb of Eichon Maskin on it. Even though usually food has to be the size of a Kibetza, when it becomes something, to be Metam of something else, but maybe over here, since the Kezayas of it is first with Tama Tumma Chamura, right now this Kezayas would also have a Tumma of Echon Maskin on it. That's the Shaila, of course, Rabbi Meir. So what else is like this? The Machtel Arius, the Kezayas of the Yais Mevela, is on the floor, Loiti Berloch. Then I have no Shaila, because who says it's first with Tama Tumma Chamura? Maybe you'll never be coming to the mouth, a person will never eat it. So that's not a Shaila. The Nokit, the Tumma, Loiti Berloch. If he has it in his mouth already, that's also no shayla. Since the mice is in his mouth already, he's about to swallow it. So for sure, this kezayis is faithful to tamatuma chamura. When he swallows it, it will be matama the goof. So therefore, right now, avadit has a tumah echon maskin on it. But kiti borlach, where is my shayla? Dinokit lay biyadei. I tell you, where the person is just holding it in his hand, he's about to put it into his mouthpiece, but he did not eat this kezayis of an Azelas Ice Tor. What's the Lacha? Mechusa Kreva to Mechusa Maisadami Alai? Since the person still has to bring it closer towards his mouth and put it into his mouth, so he did not do that action yet, it's called to Mechusa Maisadami. Or maybe no, it's Mechusa just bringing it closer. Since the Maisa is in your hand already, we consider like this Kizayas now will have a Saifai Tumma Chamura, and therefore right now, he'll have a Tumma Echon Maskin on it. That was Yisraelo. That's Yisraelo. So our Gersa should be that Omalei entered back and said,